Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. If this is your first time, we want to give you a special welcome. Hello! And don't forget to click follow so you don't miss a single story. We have over 100 stories that have started as your ideas, and I have turned them into some amazing adventures. If you want to submit your idea, or if you want a special shout out, go to our website, kidsshortstories.org, send us your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And today, I want to give some special shout outs. Connor and Ryan from Woodridge, Illinois, Arjun from New Jersey, and Finn from Hawaii. Oh, and I don't want to forget Evelyn and Leo from Canada. Hey guys, I'm so glad that you are a part of Kid Short Stories and our Spy Kid team. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Woo! Me too, let's go! Woo! Let's fly to that tree, let's go! The fairy and her best friend Unicorn loved to fly and play together and climb in trees. They would always pick the biggest, tallest trees to bounce on because they could both fly. Can you fly? Oh, yeah, me neither. But that would be so cool, right? Yeah, the fairy and her friend Unicorn, they were such good flyers. They would bounce on the trees, on the top. They would bounce from one tree, boing, to the next, boing, all the way through the forest. One day, they were out having so much fun when all of a sudden, the fairy shouted out, "Help! Help!" Her best friend, Unicorn, came flying over. "Hello, fairy. What's the problem?" And the fairy said, I can't fly. I don't know what's wrong, but my wings stopped working. You don't think I'm out of fairy powder, do you?" You see, fairy powder was very important for fairies to fly. Unicorns, they had wings that could fly all by themselves without any kind of magical power. But fairies, they needed magical fairy dust powder in order to fly. And they always had to get new powder once a month, or else if they forgot, they would find themselves in a problem like this fairy. And this fairy, I think, had forgotten to get her fairy powder this month. "Oh no, Unicorn! I definitely forgot to fill up my fairy powder. I'm gonna be stuck up here forever! Ah!" "Oh, be calm. Don't worry. Take a deep breath, and I will help you get more fairy powder. Don't you worry." "Okay. Well, do you know where the fairy powder is? It's in the forest. Have you ever been there before?" The unicorn shook his head no. "Okay, well, it's kind of hard to find. There's an elf that lives in a tree in the middle of the forest, and you have to knock 3 times and say the password, and then he'll let you in and give you some fairy dust."
You what?
"Yeah, there's an elf in the middle of the forest that lives in a tree, and you have to knock 3 times, say the password, and then he'll give you the dust. Can you do that?"
The unicorn looked a little confused.
Yes, Miss Fairy, I will do my best. What's the password?" "Well, the password is peace, love, power. Okay?"
"Peace, love, power?"
"Yeah, that's the password."
"Oh, that's a fun password.
Peace, love, power."
And off the unicorn went. He had to follow these very specific instructions to get this fairy powder, or else the fairy would be stuck in the tree forever. That would not be good. So as the unicorn walked through the forest, he had to find where this elf lived in a tree. That is going to be hard because there's a lot of trees in this forest. There must be a million. Oh, how am I going to find this? Mr. Elf, Where are you? The unicorn shouted, but no one responded. The unicorn walked past some squirrels and asked them, but they didn't know how to speak unicorn, and so that didn't work. The unicorn kept walking, and finally, bonked. What is this? There was this giant tree in the middle of the forest. This must be it. Perfect. All right, now where's the door? The unicorn was looking all over the tree, and it doesn't look like there's any door. Maybe I'll just start banging on the tree and see what happens. And the unicorn walked over to the tree and did three knocks. No one was there. Let's try a different spot.
Yes, who's there?
What was that?
Hello? Is the elf home?
Yes, who's there? What's the password?
The password. What was the password? Do you remember what the password was? Yeah, peace, love, power. All right, the password's peace, love, power. Can you open up?
Yes.
And the door swung open.
Why, hello there. Wait a second. You do not look like a fairy.
Oh, hi. Yes, you're right. I'm not a fairy, but I'm a unicorn and my best friend, the fairy. She ran out of fairy powder and she's stuck up in a tree and she needs the powder to fly down or she's going to be stuck up there forever.
Oh, well, I guess because you knew the password, then I'll let this slide one time, but you have to tell her to not forget, okay?
Oh, absolutely. All right. Do you have a bag of the fairy powder? Where is it?
Yes. The fairy powder is right here. Here you go.
The elf handed the unicorn a small bag, a very small bag of fairy powder.
This should last her about 30 days, but make sure that she doesn't forget to come back in time. Good day.
And he was gone. The door closed and... Wow, it just looks like a normal tree. That's some pretty good camouflage. And now the unicorn had to race back before it got dark, which was going to be close. The sun was going down. The unicorn ran through the forest as fast as he could and then remembered, oh, wait a second, I can fly. Let's fly, that's faster. The unicorn jumped and flew through the trees to the top of the forest and saw the fairy. Far away.
Fairy! I found the fairy powder! I'm coming!
The unicorn flew over to the fairy.
Oh, you're back! And you got the powder! That's great!
Oh, the unicorn saved the fairy's life. Now they can safely fly back down from the tree. Whew, back to the ground.
Wow, that was a crazy adventure, Unicorn. Let's make sure that I don't do that again, okay? Can you help me remember?
Absolutely, the unicorn said. And now these best friends learned an important lesson. Whenever you go out for an adventure, make sure you have all the supplies you need and enough fairy powder to get down from the trees. The end.